All right, and we're back. As I said, this bebop music had a great influence on a lot of the styles that followed, directly into the cool, and which started around 1949, and the hard bop music that we start hearing around 1952, 1953. This music was really a New York-based style of music, although there were some people playing it in other parts of the country, and it's these other parts of the country where we start seeing how the regional differences in how people perceive the music had a big impact on music. I want to demonstrate that now by playing the music of two tenor saxophonists who came on the scene during this time. The first was Dexter Gordon, and the second was Wardell Gray. Both of these men were born in Los Angeles, raised there, but Dexter Gordon ended up making a lot of his music on the East Coast. And the differences are very striking between the sound of Dexter's band and the sound of Wardell Gray's band. I'm going to play two cuts, the first one being Long Tall Dexter and Dexter Digs In, both from 1946. These cuts feature Max Roach, Bud Powell, and Curly Russell. This rhythm section is on a ton of recordings with people as, Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker. Then we're going to listen to two recordings by Wardell Gray that were made on the West Coast in the exact same year, 1946, Dell's Bells and One's for Prez. Obviously, this last one is kind of a nod to Lester Young, who had the nickname of Prez. This West Coast recording features, among other people, a guy named Dodo Maramoso and Red Callender. These were two stalwarts in the West Coast jazz scene as we get into the early 50s, mid and late 50s. So we have Long Tall Dex and Dexter Digs In. This is kind of East Coast bebop, if you will, or pre-hard bop and pre-cool jazz, and a little bit of Dell's Bells and One for Prez, which is a little West Coast take on the same style of music.
Thank you.
I see I've gotten close to the end of time for this segment, so before I put on this Charlie Parker recording with strings, I'm going to take a quick break, and that'll be the first thing I play after the break.